It's 8:55 and 73 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Thursday. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things pretty steady on the corn market yesterday. What are we seeing so far this morning?
Well, we're trying to bump a little higher. We started this overnight market kind of on the looking like we wanted to really rally, and I think that was just based on the amount of rain that looked like it was coming in wet areas already of Missouri and Iowa. But right now, Brian, the corn market's struggling to stay a penny to 2 cents higher, with the nearby May at 363, up a penny and a quarter, and the Dease at 387 and a half, up a penny. On the bean side, a little bit struggling here, and I think primarily that's happening because the meal market's slightly lower today. The beans are anywhere from a penny and three quarters higher in the August to unchanged in some of these back months. Really not able to do much anytime we get the nearby May beans in this 950 to 955 range. Right now, May beans are at 951 and a quarter. They're a penny higher, with the November at 958 and a half, up a quarter. The meal is down fractionally. Yesterday just looked like we were going to come back on the meal, and we just haven't been able to do much to the upside. On the wheat side of things, we're up a penny and a half to 2 cents, with the July wheat at 436, up a penny and a quarter. One interesting note is that there is supposedly some Paraguayan, is that what you say, corn headed to the U.S. Southeast for May delivery, and I think that has the market a little bit on edge. In addition, Brazil announced yesterday that it would subsidize corn farmers in Brazil to try to get rid of such a large crop that they have, at least a 1 million metric tons of corn out of Mato Grosso will come with a subsidy. Livestock markets have had pretty much of a wild ride, with the live cattle continuing to show higher, record high open interest, with the April cattle, which go off the board, will go into looking at seeing deliveries also going off the board at the end of the month, 129.35. up $1.42, with the active June at 116.47. That's 55 higher. On the feeder cattle side of things, we're trying to hold on. The May feeders at 140.97 or 65 cents higher, but we're at day's lows right now. The hog market's pretty been a dismal affair, with 19 days straight of lower cash prices. June hogs today are a nickel higher at $70 even. It's going to be interesting, Brian, to see how this dollar plays out, since we've slipped below par again this week. The dollar index, again, is about 30 cents lower at the outset of trade. Metals markets, just a little bit on the weak side, but a big story this week has been a big downside move in the crude. We're just above $50 a barrel on the nearby May, 50.36, down 8 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much for that update, Ellen. We greatly appreciate it. It's in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Partly to mostly cloudy skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, with a high of 76 degrees. Wind out of the south-southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler with a low of 46. Partly sunny skies expected tomorrow, and a high of 61 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 73 degrees at 9 o'clock.